Sabah al Khair on CII. I have two excellent stories to share with you. Both of them are dedicated to our honorable and respectable mothers. That's right. One is called The Cost of a Mother's Love, and the other one is called My Son, I Am Your Mother. Now, many a times we find that in our interaction with our parents, we seem to have a broken down relationship as time goes along. Sometimes we find that parents would grow us up in a certain way that will alienate us from their love. You know, when you look at certain communities and their cultural approaches to life, at an early age, they would start charging their children for living in their homes, for the food, for rental. They say they are showing them this is the way they should be living, responsibilities in life. And then afterwards, they would allow their children to go away and go and live on their own. And then they go on their own. And as years pass by, we find that there is a major gap between the children and their parents. And eventually, when they reach old age, there isn't much that one can find to be able to put together. So let's start the first story, The Cost of a Mother's Love. A little boy came up to his mother in the kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper, and he handed her a piece of paper that he had been writing on. After his mom dried her hands on an apron, she read it. And this is what it said. So, as usual, while they're busy washing the dishes and they have their aprons on, and so she dried her hands, she took the paper and said, "Whoa, what did my son bring for me today, little boy?" And on this paper, he said, this is what he wrote. He says, "For cutting the grass, 5 rand. This is what you owe me, mom. For cleaning up my room this week, 1 rand. For going to the store for you, 50 cents. Babysitting my kid brother while you were shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the garbage, 1 rand. For getting a good report card, 5 rand. For cleaning up and raking the yard, 2 rand. Total sum that you owe me, mommy, 14 rand and 75 cents. This is the paper she had in her hand. And she was reading this. Wow. My youngster's already sent me a statement and he's charged me for all the services. Well, his mother looked at him standing there. The boy could see the memories flashing through her mind. She picked up the pen, turned over the paper he'd written on, and she started writing. What do you think this mother wrote? For 9 months, I carried you while you were growing inside me. No charge. For all the nights that I've sat up with you, doctored and prayed for you, no charge. For all the trying times and all the tears that you have caused through the years, no charge. For all the nights that were filled with dread and for the worries I knew were laying ahead, no charge. For the toys, the food, the clothing, and even wiping your nose, my little son, no charge. When you add it up, the cost of my love is no charge." When the boy finished reading what his mother had written, there were big tears in his eyes, and he looked up straight at his mother and said, "Mummy, I sure do love you." And then he took the pen, and in the great big letters, he wrote, "Paid in full." The 14 rand 75 that he charged her was paid in full. It is reported that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Messenger of Allah, who's the most deserving of good care for me?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Your mother," which he repeated 3 times, "Your mother, your mother," and then "your father," and then "your nearest relatives." And in that particular order, Allahu Akbar. One story, The Cost of a Mother's Love. Story number 2. My son, I am your mother. And this story is both for the daughters as well as the sons. But the dedication, as the mother put this down, was specifically directed to the son. All praise is due to Allah, the ease of grief and the dispel of worries. May His blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the best of mankind. My son, this is a letter of injury from your poor mother, who wrote in shyness after much delay and hesitation. Often she had picked up a pen and was stopped by a tear. And she would stop the tear only that the heart's wailing could prevail. My son, after all this time, I see you a matured man of sound mind and balanced emotions. It is my right over you that you should at least read this paper, and then if you wish, you can rip it, you can tear it, as you have ripped and torn at the corners of my heart before. My son, more than 20 years ago, it was a bright and sunny day in my life when the doctor told me I was pregnant. Mothers, my son, know the meaning of this word well. It is a blend of joy and rupture, and the beginning of pain marked by physical and emotional changes. And after those glad tidings, I carried you 9 months inside me with jubilant happiness. I rose with difficulty, and I slept with difficulty. I ate with difficulty, and I breathed with difficulty. Only none of this lessened my delight and love for you. Instead, my love grew more with the days, and a longing for you flourished within me. I carried you, my son, enduring weakness upon weakness, and pain upon pain, delighting at your movement and rejoicing at your weight's increase, though it was for me a heavy burden. It was long suffering, after which came the dawn of a night I did not sleep in or close my eyelids. I acquired of suffering and anguish, and of fear and alarm, what neither a pen can describe, nor a tongue can utter. The hurt grew so severe, I lacked strength to cry, and I saw death with my eyes several times. This lasted until you came out into the world, when the tears of your screams mixed with the tears of my bliss and removed all my torment and injury. Even in my pain, I held you in tenderness and kissed you before they could take you away and wash you with a single drop of water. My son, years have passed of your life as I have carried you in my heart and bathed you with my hands. I made my lap for you a bed and my bosom for your nourishment. I was awake during my night so you could sleep, and laboring during my day so you could be happy. My wish every day was to see you smile, and my pleasure every moment that you should ask for something I could make for you. These things were the peak of my ecstasy. The days and nights passed, and I was still in that state. An attendant servant who did not neglect, and a nurse who did not stop, a worker who did not rest, and a supplicant for your good and success who did not slacken. I watched you day after day until your body strengthened and your youthful energy turned righteous and the signs of manhood began to appear in you. I found myself running left and right, searching for you for the kind of wife you requested. The date of your marriage came and the time of your wedding neared. At this, my heart tore, and my tears ran out of joy for your new life, and sadness at your parting. After that, the hours passed heavily, and the moments slowly, and then suddenly I realized You are not my son that I knew. Your smile had vanished, your voice had disappeared, and your expression grown sullen. You have forsaken me and forgotten my rights. The days pass and I watch for your countenance and wait with a yearning sorrow to hear your voice. Your abandonment has grown long and the days have spread out. I've stared patiently at the door, hoping you might come and listen expectantly for the sound of the ringing phone, until I thought myself delusional. And yet the days have extended and the nights grown dark, and I neither see you nor hear your voice. You have disregarded the person who took care of you with the best of human race, or with the best of human care. My son, I don't ask but little. Put me in the place of your slightest friend, the farthest from your regard. Make me, my son, one of your monthly stations, so that I see you then, if only for a sparing time. My son, my back has arched and my limbs have shriveled. I have been wearied by ailments and visited by sicknesses. I do not rise except with adversity, nor sit except with hardship, and my heart still throbs with love for you. My son, whenever I learn that you are happy in your life, my happiness and joy increases. I am puzzled when you are the product of my toils. What sin have I reaped that I have become an enemy you cannot stand to see, and whose visit is so burdensome? Did I falter some day in your treatment, or neglect for a moment your attendance? Make me like the rest of your servants, whose rights you have to give to them, and grant me a part of your mercy. Award me with some of my recompense, and be good, for Allah loves the doers of good. My son, I wish to see you. I don't want anything other than that. My heart is broken and my tears have flowed. And you are alive and receiving sustenance. I hear people still talk about your refined manners and gracious conduct. Let me see, if nothing else, the frown of your face and the feature of your anger. My son, is it not time for your heart to soften to a frail woman, worn out by longing and restrained by mourning? A woman who has made grief her emblem and distress her garment. A woman whose weeping you have caused, whose heart you have saddened, and whose kinship you have broken. My son, yet is the door to heaven before you, so pursue it and knock upon it. Perhaps I will meet you there by my Lord's mercy, as it comes in the hadith. The parents is the best door to paradise. So if you want, you may ignore this door or pay attention to it. That hadith from Musnad of Ahmad. My son, I know that since your height has increased and your shoulders broadened, you have been looking for reward and merit. Perhaps today you have forgotten the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: the best deeds to Allah is prayer at its proper time, and then kindness to parents, and then jihad in the cause of Allah. Yea, then is that reward without the waging of the battles or slaying of enemies. So where are you from the best of deeds? My son, I warn you from being of those men by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, let him be humbled. Let him be humbled. Let him be humbled. It was said, who, O Messenger of Allah, is said, whoever finds his parents in their old age, one or both of them, and does not enter paradise. Hadith from Muslim Sharif. My son, I will not raise the complaints or disclose the sorrow, for if they rise above the clouds and reach the sky's door, you will be seized with the evil of ungratefulness. Punishment will come down to you and your living be overtaken with calamity. No, I will not do that. You are still my son, a piece of me. You are the flower of my heart and the delight of my life. Wake up, my son. Old age is overtaking you, and years will pass and you will soon become an aged father. Reward is given according to doing, and you will write letters to your son with tears, as I have to you. And with Allah, adversity gathers. Son, fear Allah in your mother and be constant to her, for heaven is at her feet. brush away her tears and ease her sadness. And if you still insist, then drop her letter, and know that whomsoever does good, it is for himself, and whomsoever does evil, it is against him. If you go against your parents' wishes, you may be happy for a while, but not for a long time.